Halleluja! David Bowie hier mit Heroes, Helden, teilweise auf Deutsch. Ja, hier ist die Talking Music Show mit Gerhard Pellegrini, mit in der Zoom-Leitung René Isermann und Gregory, Popeye Alexander aus Florida. Und er hat gesagt, er hat viele Male mit David Bowie zusammengearbeitet, also im Anlass jetzt auch ein Lied. Und damit habe ich mir selbst eine Freude gemacht, dass ich diesen Song gespielt habe. Ja, Gregory, es geht weiter im Interview hier. Wir wollen noch viel von dir wissen.
So, we want to know a lot of your stories.
Tell us.
Well, I got so many stories. It's amazing. One big thrill that I had, I used to work with a group in Hollywood called the King Cotton Band. You want to translate that part?
Ja, also er hat ganz, ganz viele Stories, aber er hat eben mit einer ganz besonderen Gruppe unter anderem gearbeitet. Das waren die King Cotton.
And we were very yes, we were very popular for playing private parties in Hollywood for all of the big movie studios. Like for all of the Batman movies, many, many movies, they hired us for their shows. Go ahead.
So, also, der liebe Gregory war der absolute Insider. Die ganzen privaten Hollywood-Partys, auch von den ganzen Filmveranstaltungen, da war er sozusagen zu Gast und sozusagen Dauer gebucht. Und so, okay, and let's talk about the story.
So, Robert Downey Jr., when he got out of jail, we did his release party. Also, Tommy Lee, the drummer, we did his release party when he was released from prison. Go ahead.
Okay, also Tommy Lee und
Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah. Ja, genau. Robert Jr., so als die aus dem Gefängnis raus sind, haben die natürlich irgendwie erstmal eine große Party geschmissen und da war kein, da war der liebe Gregory gleich mittendrin und hat das Ganze mit.
We did many, many private parties in Hollywood and one of the best parties I played at was for Ringo Starr. For his wife Barbara Bach's 50th birthday party.
Also und die absolute Hitliste führt die Privatparty an, wo Ringo Starr ihn quasi gebucht hat. Das war der 50. Geburtstag seiner Frau Barbara. Und so let's talk about this evening.
Well, it was magical. I got off the stage and I went to the bar. And it was at his private house up in Beverly Hills. And they turned the pool into a dance floor. And I went to the bar to get a drink and I bumped into somebody and the gentleman turned around. It was Marlon Brando. So I said, hey Marlon, Mr. Brando. And he gives me a big hug. He says, I love you guys. You guys are the best band I ever heard. Dad, you want to translate?
Also, das Haus und die Bar und das, die ganze Location, die muss so magisch gewesen sein. Also, der Pool ist in eine Tanzfläche verwandelt worden. Und zwischen den Pausen ist der liebe Gregory rumgewandert und ist keinem Geringeren als dem Marlon Brando in die Arme gelaufen. Und dieses Pardon ist dann eigentlich darin geändert, dass er das schönste und größte Kompliment bekommen hat.
Nämlich, dass Jack Nicholson did the same thing. Jack Nicholson was there. Many, many big stars were there. And I turned around and I looked. Oh, when we went back and Ringo was on the drums. I had Tom Petty on guitar. I had Brian Setzer on guitar. Billy Preston was playing a keyboard.
Hey, I love him.
And it was like the guy from ELO was on the stage with us. It was a star-studded stage of the best musicians of the era. And we were all singing and playing music. And then Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys, he came in. And he was he was so fired up, they had to carry him to the stage to sing Barbaran, you know, and he sang that song, and he was so drunk. Oh my God, it was so funny. What a crazy night it was. The police came and shut us down. The cops came and they told us we had to stop the party. It was too much.
Okay, also wir bringen ja heute wirklich Hollywood-Feeling in den Radiosender. Weil es muss, also alles, was Rang und Namen hatte, ist damals auf dieser Party gewesen. Und did I understand it right, Gregory? So, I mean, you were booked as a musician and after all the big stars were on stage and you were performing together, is it right?
Yes, yes. They all came up and we all played music together.
So, und das ist letzten Endes das Unfassbare drüben auch in den USA. Das heißt, die Stars sind wirklich eigentlich zum Anfassen und haben miteinander Spaß und probieren sich aus und wie gesagt, leben das dann auch und zelebrieren das. Und wie gesagt, es waren viele Größen da. Ich glaube, die Namen haben, hoffe ich, jetzt alle verstanden. Von daher, ja, Hollywood-Feeling.
Ich habe wieder einen Song vorbereitet. You Don't Know Now wäre es. Tell us about your song, You Don't Know.
Don't You Know Now.
Don't You Know Now. Okay, yeah, right.
Yes, yes. It's a song about basically, you know, whenever being a musician can be a very difficult thing for relationships. And sometimes, you know, ladies have the wrong idea and they think that you're out doing something when in fact you're doing nothing. You're just being a musician and coming home early in the morning, you know,
okay,
like we do, you know. So anyway, the song was written about, you know, an affair that didn't happen.
Okay, also ich kriege hier echt gerade Gänsehaut. Ne? Also der Song, den er da eigentlich geschrieben hat, der stammt wirklich, oder es ist eine Story aus seinem Leben, weil als Musiker hast du natürlich viele Verlockungen von Frauen und für eine Beziehung ist das natürlich herausfordernd. Und es ist dann natürlich umso spannender, als Musiker hast du eigentlich, du sollst entertainen, du sollst den Leuten Freude bringen und du bist bis morgens in der Früh unterwegs. Und das hat nichts unbedingt damit zu tun, dass du da auf irgendeiner aus irgendeiner Beutesuchung bist. Und hier geht es einfach darum, was passiert, wenn da eigentlich Affären unterstellt werden, die gar nicht stattfinden. Das ist eigentlich so der Inhalt des Songs. Und jetzt hören wir mal rein.
Yeah, please, Gregory.
And the gentleman that that's playing the saxophone with me on this song, he is the saxophone player for many years with Rod Stewart. His name is Jimmy Roberts. Mm-hmm. And when he wasn't traveling on the road with Rod Stewart, he was performing with my group in Hollywood called Popeye and the Island Girls.
Okay.
Gut, also wir haben jetzt hier einen ganz besonderen Saxophonspieler, der hat unter anderem für den Rod Stewart gearbeitet, das ist der Jim gewesen und wie gesagt, die beiden haben einiges zusammen aufgeführt und unter anderem jetzt diesen Song, den wir uns anhören.
Okay. Please, Gregory, announce your song and tell your name and the name of the song and afterwards I will play it. Okay, come on.
It's Gregory Popeye Alexander. Don't You Know Now. Whatever you want. How do you want to?
I'm sorry you say. It's just no way. You can change my feelings.
Yeah, we can talk about the musical. Okay.
You can run far away. It's better to stay. It's just my heart.
Okay.
I never meant to hurt. hurt you or ever make you sad. The love that we created is the best I ever had. Chains are meant to be broken, so I'll say to you, my queen, my love will last forever. Though sometimes it's hard to see, but you know that. Without you, you're the one that I need. I'll have no life if you leave. Take this love, it's yours alone. I can never bear the moment my heart strikes with such fear. To go through life without you is not for me, my dear. If you just remember how our life used to be, our love could last forever if you just stay with me. But you know now, I'll always love you.
You know that.